Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Now also listen to this. He's continuing to list. This list is huge, and it includes all of us. Nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revelers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. Well, that's a bad list. We're in that list somewhere. But listen to this. Oh, God. Thank God for 11. And listen to this. And such were some of you. Hallelujah. So we got some hope. Such were some of you. But listen to this. But ye were washed by the blood of the Lamb. But ye were sanctified, set apart. That shows your character and your conduct. But ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ by the Spirit of our God. Justified means just as if it never happened, he made a way for you. So whenever those covers of your eyes are lifted and his Spirit has revealed to you what God has said, you have a choice to make, to obey it or reject it. So God wants us to receive his word, then obey his word. Now, so what's going to happen? If we've been deceived, there's some things that we have to do. You know, Brother Joe's favorite scripture, and it's so powerful, is Romans chapter 12, 1 to 2. Our minds have to be renewed. Even as Christians, we have gotten to the point where we don't even understand what's right. Folks, I tell you, obedience got to start at the house of God first. It has to. I mean, a lot of churches are in a lot of mess. I mean, I go visiting churches, and it's a sad thing to see what's going on. You know, they're not really doing what God wants us to do. God is all about mission work. Now, a lot of churches don't even know what soul winning is. A lot of people say, hey, we do relationship witnessing. Well, God said, let your light shine wherever you are. That means when you go to work, go to the store, you need to be doing that. But when God says go, that's going where you weren't going before. That is a command to go. So God wants us to be on alert for those that have been deceived. Now, if we have been deceived, we know what we need to do to get away from it. So what we need to do is renew our minds. And once our mind is renewed, we can focus on what God asks us to do. We know the scripture that says obedience is better than sacrifice. So that obedience really means salvation. It's talking about salvation. We have to be obedient to what God said, that his son is the answer to this world. And when we trust and have faith in it, that's obedience. So obedience is better than sacrifice. We make a lot of sacrifices in our lives doing things that we think is right, but we don't simply obey God's word. We need to stop playing with sin because you cannot win in sin. We need to make sure that we are serious about doing what God has us to do. So this quick sermon says, be not deceived. Don't deceive yourself, because if you're listening, hearing God's word, and you're continually doing what you do, you've been deceived. There's no change in your life. You're continually going to places you go. You continue to watch the same TV shows you're watching. You're continuing to listen to the same music that you know is wrong. And they say, oh, I can listen to that music. It won't affect me. Watch your feet start moving. Your hips start shaking. Oh, but it ain't affecting me. They've been what? They've been deceived. Evil communication. There has to be a change in your life. So when you look at God's word, see, do you measure up? Look into that mirror. Just think about how many mirrors you encounter throughout the day. And just think about that. If God's word was in that mirror, what difference it would make. Look at all the adjustments. You guys are looking good. Somebody been looking to the mirror. But God looks at the heart. That's what matters.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.